movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colours, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the secret kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Narco-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Stomping in a zoo. Check the vocals, animal is getting right. Colony more space, so give me more room. Rain any sun, boy, I copy any tune. I'm broad summer, PF in a suit. You've been hungry, that's why I came with a food. Hey, Agar Buster, Merck, any crew. Man, game of the time, a car in full. Man must stop, acting a fool. I wanna get slow with a tool. I don't care if a man is a big fool. You are just a shark in a swimming pool. Say nothing is the number one rule. I see you forgotten people. Let me put you back, back, back to the school. Your head is jammy, I wanna make it full.
To Dienstag. It's Tuesday today. Today is the 17th day of the month of October 2023. I am Rogue Clone number 55. Okay. This is English. We're speaking English. Sorry, I pre-programmed. Okay. Today is a Tuesday. This is the corner of Roe and WTF here. We have a Fulford report. We have a full Fulford report. This is revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Technically, we aren't a company. So, but freedomslips.com, it's a long story. Nobody took it away from us. Basically, the keys got locked inside. Get in. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, we're still here, thanks to you. If you want to keep us here, consider a donation. You can find that on revolution.radio, right there on our homepage. Somewhere, there's something that says something like donate, and there are ways that you can donate. You can figure it out. You're smart. I have faith in you. We also, if you're really, really cool and really smart and super duper, we have Cash App. A lot of people don't use Cash App, but hey, you know, let's not have it get cobwebbed. So send a good old Cash App and wake up the micro. What happens down there on the molecular level? Wake up the nano atoms sparking around in the chips and send a Cash App to RR Tweets. Should make it RRX, but anyway, it's RRTWEETS, like Revolution Radio Tweets, RR Tweets. Because they do. Revolution Radio Tweets. I haven't tweeted much today, but they tweet. So what's going on? I've been busy myself. I've been doing, it's spring, it's like fall. But in inverted world, it feels like spring here in sunny California, where it is currently 79 degrees. And sunny. It's actually really nice. It's a beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous day today. Even the cat sitting over there by the open door. So it's nice enough where you don't have to have the air conditioner on. You can open up the doors and let the nature come in, sort of. Fresh air. That's what it is. It's supposedly fresh. So I've been busy. I've been cleaning three rooms at once. I go in one room and get frustrated and move on to the next one and do that to a point, get frustrated and go on the next one. And there's just a lot of like, and then I found one of the rooms really looked messed up. And it was because there's lots of empty boxes. I was like, oh, there's all these boxes. What is in these boxes? Nothing's in these boxes. They're just boxes that are sitting here that are not broken down or they're, and I took them all out. What a difference that made. Anyway, enough about that. Mundane, nothing to do with anything, right? I don't know what's going on. Are we in World War III yet? Are they still working on that? They're still massing troops? Oh, my goodness. So we're just going to go to Fulford Report. So let me look to see if there's anything right here. 55 Republicans say they won't back Trump. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. There's a poll. Well, Air Force One, okay. I guess their Air Force One with Biden is going to go over to Israel and make peace. Everybody's talking about that stuff in the news. I'm sure you'll hear more of it. So I'm not really going to go too much. Whatever, like, Ben has to comment on that whole pumpkin patch over there. Although when I was cleaning out my rooms, I moved a bookshelf full of books. And on the books was this... on this bookshelf was a Bible. It was from 1940-something. It's a really cool Bible, man. It's like I opened up halfway through the Bible. It's not even in Genesis yet. It's like explaining the apostles and there's maps and all this stuff. I looked up the Isaiah, I think Isaiah 11, Isaiah 6, 11? Is that it? Isaiah, somewhere in Isaiah. I think it's 11:6. I think Isaiah chapter 11 talks about the lion and the lamb. And it does mention the wolf laying down with the lamb, but then it does say the lion later on lays down and eats grass. And all the little, and the children play on the hole of the asp. Asp. A-S-P. It says that. It says that in that Bible. And it also anyway, so I got all biblical because I was like, oh, Israel. And that was a Palestine. It was like the land of Canaan, right? It was the land of Canaan way back then. It was part of the area where the 12 tribes were, right? And then it was like the Philistines, right? Philistine, Palestine. Are they the Philistines? I don't know. It's just, you know, what, it'd be a lot of, you know, I have a theory. This is just, I'm just going to ramble on a little bit. I have a theory that, you know, people talk about the Khazars, which are not the real quote unquote Jews, right? The Khazarians from the Khazari homeland, which is up there near Ukraine, supposedly, right? So what if there's something that has, because you know the timelines are kind of messed up, and then Tartaria is not even in the picture, right? They're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Well, the old map. No, actually, forget about the old map. So what if the Khazars actually took advantage of like the Tartarian destruction and actually wiped the? What's my theory? All right, I'm still working on it. We'll talk about it Thursday. What was that? Okay, I'm being distracted. Okay, so you have the Tartarians who aren't there anymore because they've been removed from history. But who rewrote history? The Khazars. But where did they come from? Maybe they went over to the area which is labeled Tartaria, which is up there in that area, and they kind of moved them out of history and wrote a new history, claiming that that's their homeland, right? Whoever these wanderers are. And then later on, they moved down to take, well, they actually assimilated within, they assimilated within the Judeo group. And that's why, so you have like different types. And they didn't want to become Jewish, but they had to because they hide. There's a group that hides within another culture, right? Is that the working theory? So this group is hidden within the cult. That's why the Jews, quote unquote, have this stigma to them. Of course, the cliche, not all Jews, not all everything, right? But the what Ben refers to as the Khazarian Mafia, right? Those are a group of imposters that have unfortunately infiltrated and bred into with the Jews. So there you go, Fleece. The Khazars muscled out the Tartarians. Could that be possible? Did they add or subtract the timelines? I'm a little jumbled in my head today. Oh my God, I'm sore. I've been moving bookshelves around. This is like a bookshelf that's taller than me, okay? And it's full of books. And I decided I was going to move it from one room to another area, and I dragged it. Yeah, not a very wise thing. Anyway, where was I? So, yeah. So, musical continents, Nox Marit, Fleeced Surf, they're in our chat room. Shermanator's in our chat room. WD and Irish, Comet, Omega, Logos, Gear Jammer. We got Mona Radler. Who else? Let's look before we go into the Fulford Report. I'm not going to have enough time. I ramble too much. I talk too much. The unicorn is spared. Who else? WD and Irish, Gear Jammer, Flippy, Comet, WD and Irish, Omega, Logos, Batsman, Fleece, Sir, Mona Radler. Well, they're the popular people right now. Hijacker, there's Hijacker, Popsicle Toes, Net Effect, May Street 139. All right, Jim Jones. What's going on, everybody? Abby, did you have a good weekend? I wasn't around yesterday, I'm sorry. I was somewhere. We all got to be somewhere sometime, all the time. But I wasn't here, so sorry for the dead air. And it was a busy day. I've been more busy lately. I don't know, that's not exactly something I want to do, but I guess it's like, yeah, strategic for me to be a little bit busier. How's that? All right. Fulford Report does not necessarily reflect the views of Revolution.Radio, Freedom Slips, or any of its appendages, or associates, or anything like that. Chatters or hosts or managers or producers. It is, by definition, the Fulford Report from Benjamin Fulford. All right. And I think we'll hope that the translation is a little bit better. I don't see doubles. Sometimes it's like you see like groups of words that are twice and I have to edit them out myself in real time. That's just the way things go in 2023, where everything is perfect and technology makes sure that nothing can ever, ever go wrong. And now, without further ado, the Fulford Report. Like failed robbers of banks, the Khazarian mafia takes hostages in a desperate attempt to escape justice. Events in Israel, in all senses, are hostage-taking by criminals from the Khazar mafia who seek to avoid arrest in a war crimes tribunal. They are also trying to start World War III as a map of the exit from prison. Okay, the translations are still weird. They are doomed to failure. However, to understand what's really happening, we need to take a step back and look at the picture as a whole, because what is happening is truly biblical. This is the end of a thousand-year attempt by the satanic cult to enslave humanity. Give me a moment. Let me see if I can actually get a possible better translation for you. By, maybe, since it's not doubling up, there to this. And yeah. Okay, this is a little bit better. Okay. I think we can go with this. I can tell by some of the okay, because it says World War III, not as a map to get out of jail, but as a get out of jail free card. Or more or less. Okay, well, okay, here we go. Like failed bank robbers, the Khazarian mafia takes hostages in a desperate attempt to escape justice. The events in Israel are, in every sense, a hostage taking by the Khazarian mafia criminals seeking to avoid arrest and war crimes tribunal. They are also trying to start World War III as a get-out-of-jail card. They are doomed to fail. However, to understand what is really happening, we need to take a step back and look at the big picture, because what is happening is truly biblical. This is the end of the satanic cult's multi-thousand-year attempt to enslave humanity. We are also talking about the liberation of the Jewish people from thousands of years of Babylonian slavery. Let's start with the fact that nowhere in the Bible is the Star of David mentioned. To call it that way is an insult to the true descendants of King David. This is because in Acts 7:43 and Amos 5:26, it is mentioned as the star of the sacrificial cult of Moloch and Satan, the sworn enemies of King David. Clear evidence that we are dealing with an ancient satanic cult emerged when Turkish police confiscated Torah scrolls decorated with Illuminati satanic symbols that were stolen from a 2,000-year-old satanic synagogue, or a few of them, in Syria. After investigators carefully unrolled one of the scrolls, they discovered an image of a ram's head inside what appeared to be a pentagram. In 2018, more Thors with satanic symbolism were discovered in Syria, such as the demon Baphomet, Illuminati triangles with the all-seeing eye, blood libels, snakes, Kabbalah signs, owls, and more. It is interesting, by the way, to know that the Rockefellers are descended from Syrian Jews. Now, there is a Turkish police seize ancient manuscript stolen from Syrian museum. I guess I could copy and paste. Let me put those in the chat room. Let me pull the chat room up and you can get an idea of what they look like here. Let's see what it does. If that's just one image or the whole thing. Okay, there you go. And that was from November 25th, 2019 by CFT team. Turkish police recover stolen Jewish Torah scrolls decorated with satanic Illuminati symbolism. And there's a close-up here, copy image, I'll show you, put that in the chat room. And you can see kind of the symbols there that look kind of familiar in modern age. Very interesting. Huh. This cult takes over society and forces it to act against the interests of its own people. To understand what happened to Western Christian society and the Jews long ago, there is an 8-minute video about the work of a parasitic wasp. The wasps begin by hijacking their host's brain, injecting them with pleasure-inducing chemicals to force them to accept their parasites. The parasites then begin by poisoning their hosts until they are ready to destroy them and suck them dry before moving on to another host. This is an exact metaphor for what has happened to the United States and many other Western countries. When I first asked the Asian secret societies to help liberate the West, I told them, "You will never have surpassed us in GDP. If we had not become infected with these parasites, they were warned that they were being groomed as the next hosts." Polish intelligence provides us with a good example from S. V. Wysocki's book, Jews in the History of Poland, about how society is overthrown. It states, "The separation of the Jewish state from the Polish lands was proposed in particular by Jakob Frank back in the 18th century. Brothers and fellow believers, we need the country to become our kingdom. Try to gradually remove the Poles from all the most important positions and concentrate all the threads of public power in our hands. Everything that belongs to Christians should become our property. The Israeli Union will provide you with the necessary funds for this. To carry out the plan of decisively seizing Galicia from the Christians, all of our rich people subscribe to significant sums. Baron Hirsch will give the Rothschilds, Bleichreds, Mendelssohns, and others will give the separation of the Jewish state from the Polish lands was proposed." There's three dots, so it moves on. "In particular by Jakob Frank back in the 18th century." Okay, actually, that repeats itself. Yeah. "Another thing to describe, to understand, is that they are willing to spend many centuries, if necessary, to take over a society in order to prevent their master from realizing what is happening. For example, recent crimes related to the pandemic and vaccines were planned more than a century in advance. It all started with the Rockefellers taking over medical associations back in the 19th century. There was also a report describing a planned pandemic by the Rockefeller-controlled World Bank in 1975. What is happening now? And let me make sure this is okay. What is happening now in Israel, Gaza, and elsewhere has been in the planning for at least a century. Freemason Albert Pike wrote this before the First World War. The Third World War must be ignited by taking advantage of the differences between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be waged in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arab world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. We must provoke a huge social cataclysm. The citizens then everywhere, will exterminate those who are the destroyers of civilization, and the masses who are disillusioned with Christianity will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure teaching of Lucifer. I just want to make sure this, because it's repeating. Okay. We must. All right. We must. He also said, yeah, "Meanwhile, these other nations, once more divided on this issue, would be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compassion or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, or receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And that's from Albert Pike. Thus, the events in the Gaza Strip, massacres through vaccination, the huge influx of male migrants of military age into the West, the collapse of social order in the United States, etc., are all part of a long-term plan to enslave humanity. At Osterwyatt 1 on X writes, fact, the Rothschilds created Israel. Fact, the Rothschilds own the central banks and money itself. Fact, in December 2019, as COVID-19 was announced, Jacob Rothschild stood with satanic witch Marina Abramovich in front of the painting called Satan Summoning His Legions. Fact, Rothschilds ran Epstein Maxwell. This plan is now failing because people are waking up. They know that there is no American government or any other Western government. There is only the Khazarian mafia and the world governments they control. This will definitely come to an end. High-ranking intelligence officials from Mossad, MI6, S3 Freemasons, etc. entered into an agreement to prevent the planned Third World War through targeted assassinations and arrests of leading Satanists. People like Klaus Schwab Rothschild, David Rockefeller Jr., and Bill Gates are simply the public faces of the secret controllers. It is these secret controllers, whose names we are hiding for reasons of operational security, who are being targeted, along with their frontmen like Bill Gates. There's an article, Bill Gates plows millions into plans to advance mRNA vaccinations in Africa. Of course he does, because he cares. This is also discussed publicly. Russian President Vladimir Putin called Schwab a global terrorist who is holding humanity hostage. In his speech in Sochi, he warned that the days of this elite are numbered. Putin believes that globalists, including Schwab, are legitimate military targets because they are trying to seize power illegally. Schwab, of course, is completely out of his mind. His World Economic Forum is calling on governments around the world to make viewing or distributing alternative media online a criminal offense. Yes, it says, WEF orders governments to make viewing alternative media a criminal offense, October 13th, by Sean Adeltabatabai, whatever his name is. How do you say that word? Tabatabai. In the memo, the World Economic Forum calls on its young world leaders to lay the groundwork for restoring public trust in the mainstream media. It makes me think, oh, they make mainstream media out to be clowns, right? So nobody trusts anything. So they're going to come to the rescue. We will fix it for you. This enforcement also includes the criminalization of consumption of non-essential sources. So if you look, you watched the wrong thing. You turned on that, you downloaded, you streamed, somebody streamed, and your eyes saw it, so you're going to jail for watching it. That you consumed non-essential sources. Is that what that means? What the hell does that mean? back to the Fulford Report. In other words, they have lost the ability to control world history and know that this means their destruction. Events in Israel are also intended to divert attention from the Khazarian Mafia's defeats on all fronts. Hunter Biden disappeared from the news. The border crisis has disappeared from the news. The Ukraine fiasco has disappeared from the news. The House Speaker drama in the United States fades from the news. Joe Biden's crime ring and his crime family disappears from the news. Worldwide invasion of illegal immigrants disappears from the news. The economic crisis disappeared from the news. Now, do you understand? Another thing that we have done is contacted Japanese diplomats and Israeli citizens living in Israel also, and they agree that most of what we see in the news is fake and staged from Israel. And they say also from outside Israel. I'm not sure, the translation is a little weird. Here is what a Mossad source said. The situation in the Israeli-Palestinian zone is suspended, galect, as if many high-level negotiations are carried out outside the country. As you said, this operation will be carried out under leadership from outside of Israel. Okay, outside of Israel. Here is some evidence that we're dealing with a major bullshit storm. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu proclaimed Hamas terrorists have tied up, burned, and executed children. They're savages. Hamas is ISIS, Israeli Prime Minister. Okay. In case you didn't know, ISIS stands for Israeli Satanic Secret Service, not to be confused with the Jewish Mossad. In Israel's next president, Herzog, states, not since the Holocaust have so many Jews been killed in one day. Then Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told the troops assembled for the ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, we have abolished all the rules of war. Our soldiers will not be accused of anything. There will be no military tribunals. Even Adolf Hitler didn't go that far. It is not surprising that among the anti-Israeli demonstrators, a banner was seen with the inscription, the Israeli government pays tribute to Hitler. And then, it says, Israeli government putting Hitler to shame is another one in a picture here. And then we have, give me a moment and I'll bring it up, we have a video where somebody is speaking and saying something. So let me cue it for you and we'll see what he has to say.
So these Jewish settlers that live in Hebron are living under the same rights that I live in Jerusalem, but the Palestinian next to them, next house over, next building over, sometimes next apartment over, lives under my rule, my military rule, and I can do whatever I want with him. I can take his home as a temporary base for a few hours to a few days to a few weeks. I can decide that I'm arresting the people of the house and tying them up to defense of my base. If we will get an order to demolish their home or just lock their front door and don't let them out into the street their house is on, a street that only Jewish settlers can walk on and Palestinian cannot. So they have to walk through windows to yards into the other side, into the Kasbah of Hebron. I think realizing all of that in a very, very early stage in my service helped me understood that someone was lying to me along the way. I didn't feel like I'm protecting anyone. I didn't feel like I'm helping anyone feeling more safe. I feel like I'm terrorizing people. I feel like for the first time in my life, the boundaries between good and bad that I learned as a kid, and obviously I learned that I'm on the good side, was broken. I felt like I am the terrorist. And my job was literally to scare people so they cannot think about acting against the Israeli settlers or the Israeli military. That was actually our defined mission, to make sure that to instill fear in the hearts of Palestinians in Hebron. And that's exactly what we did.
Khazarian mafia hypocrisy is now in front of everyone. In case there is a misunderstanding, if Russia does this with Ukraine, it would be a war crime. But if Israel does this with Gaza, everything is okay. There's nothing to look at. Only satanic Khazarian mafia at work. The corporate advocacy media has lost all restraint. The New York Times published a photograph of a crucified child to justify the killing of Palestinian children. It was immediately refuted. Take a look at the American-Canadian socket in the picture. And so they have a picture here, and it says, well, here it is. The New York Times has just released these images showing Israeli toddlers having been crucified. And if you've seen it, it's the little kid with a Spider-Man shirt. Okay, he's got a Spider-Man shirt. What happens to children of Palestine now is completely justified. It says that. I'm not saying that. It says that. Hashtag Israel fights back. Hashtag Israel. Hashtag Hamas terrorism. And if you look at it, the readers added context here. It says the electrical outlets in Israel do not match this picture as described here, leading to the conclusion that this picture was not from the region mentioned. Right. Now, it could have been from, I guess, from the embassy, maybe. I don't know if they have U.S. police in the embassy. Not to make light of it, but yeah. When you're, that's clearly a United States plug right there. Because I've traveled all over the world. The only place you see those is on this side of the water. You don't see that over there in Europe. You have to get those freaking adapters. And then depending on where you go, you might even need, like, more than one. Anyway, back to the Fulford Report. CNN journalist Sarah Snyder, who announced on her on air that babies and kids were found with severed heads, also apologized for disseminating false information. Yeah, I remember when Biden's like, I never thought I would see confirmed photographs of the, you know, and he was talking, confirmed photo, you saw the confirmed, he said he saw them. Then he, oh, you didn't. So, you mean, if I was the president and that came across my teleprompter, I'd stop. I'd be like, can we go to a commercial break real quick? Well, you want me to say this? I didn't see this. You want me to just, I don't know if you're going to make me out to be a liar. I'm not saying that. You show me the confirmed photographs and then I'll hold them up. How about that? I'm not going to like, eh. But no, they're not paid to think. Keep going. Fulford Report. Another example on fake photography. Hamas, created by artificial intelligence, shared by American columnist Ben Shapiro and Israeli Prime Minister himself, was originally depicted, now it says by a dog, to be a dog. Maybe it's by a dog. I don't know sometimes on these translations. So it shows this picture. Oh, I see. And it's this deformed, burnt lump. But the original photo, which is, looks like it's either on 8kun or 4chan, says here was the original photo. They used a puppy rescue photo as the backdrop and AI'd the rest. And it shows the exact same backdrop, blood stains on the, or dirt and things everywhere, even on the blankets. I could actually just post it in the chat room. I could. Let me just, you want to see it? I mean, it's supposedly fake anyway, right? So, okay, here. There. And you see, you notice, I mean, some of the AIs, what they can do now, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right. So we see fake photo people allegedly trying to get into Israel on the Lebanese-Israeli border. And that's not a photo, is it? That looks like a video to me. Okay, it looked like it was being filmed by like a group of people that it's like, oh, look, here's everybody is invading, like a scene. Like, okay, go. I thought to myself, could they fake the, yeah, wag the dog? I guess it is possible. Get everybody riled up or at least start a war that way. You know, like Benghazi. Like, let's fake a little bit of this and then the locals get involved and then it just sprouts. Like, oh, here we go. In another fake, Ursula von der Leyen from the European Union rushed to a bomb shelter in Israel as part of a porn film shot to intimidate sheep. What? That's what it says. Let's see. Okay, so it's a bunch of people filing through while the sirens are going off. Yeah, interesting. Okay, how we are already mentioned next week. What? This is atrocious. I'm sorry. as we already mentioned last week, the Khazarian mafia cried wolf so often that no one believes them. A survey from the Jerusalem Post shows that 86% of Israelis accuse the government of the Hamas massacre and say that Netanyahu must resign. We know that Egypt warned Israelis 3 days earlier that this could happen, said Michael Machol, chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee. Now it is confirmed that Netanyahu ordered the Israeli military to remain in place for 7 hours during the Hamas invasion. Israeli military knows that these attempts to provoke war with Israeli neighbors would be suicidal. In the event of a war in the Middle East, Israel would have big problems. Its 170,000 active troops are opposed, well, now I think they got like 300,000, but anyway, are opposed to approximately 1.6 million troops from the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, and Iran. Hezbollah is much larger. Anyway, fortunately for Israel, its neighbors do not fall in love with the lying psychodrama of the Khazarian mafia. Even Hezbollah, Hamas's closest ally, made no attempt to open the second front. Instead, the Jews, finally, they will take revenge on their satanic lords, which is long overdue. The American journalist Pulitzer Prize laureate Seymour Hersh, quoting the unnamed veteran of the Israeli security apparatus with internal knowledge, says, Netanyahu is over. He is a walking dead man. He will remain at his post only until the shooting stops, maybe another month or two. You can talk about it, read on social network of President Donald Trump. True. Bibi Netanyahu, Khazar Mafia operational leader. Khazar Mafia is a worldwide organized crime syndicate that has deeply penetrated the political institutions of the United States and captured them. Our own sources, Mossad, says that original Netanyahu is long gone and that his avatar and those who control it will disappear very soon. We also hear that presidential avatar of Joe Biden and his assistants will also soon disappear, perhaps within a month, according to CIA sources. One more thing which we need to recall is that the war in Ukraine ended with a complete defeat of the Khazarian mafia. Mass surrender of Ukrainian troops is taking place, while the plan to create a larger Khazaria is crumbling. Now, Alexei Nikolovich Arestovich, a former officer of the Supreme Intelligence Agency of Ukraine, admits the national idea of Ukraine is built on lies.
Национальна ідея України, одна із центральних національних ідей України, це як можна більше врати собі і другим. Тому що, якщо сказати правду, рухнет все. І треба придумати щось інше. От таке у нас базове незбалансоване протиріччя.
I'm sure you all understood that perfectly. He talks so fast. He's actually quite intelligent. I kind of... By the way, this card shows what the Khazarian Mafia planned to do with Russia. They had to learn from Hitler and Napoleon not to mess with Russia. And there's a map here where they've got it all partitioned out. And, well, again, we've got enough time, I guess. I'll post it in the chat room. Give me a moment here. Copy. Maybe we don't have enough time. Who knows? And this is what they plan. Let's just balkanize it. The Russians won't mind. American people now stopped financing this lie. As Colonel Douglas McGregor says of the great popular movement that he leads, we are tired of listening to these conversations about Republicans and Democrats. A party of unity is enough for us. We bring together millions of Americans who share our broader traditional values, such as fact-based news, God, country, and family. We want to put an end to these meaningless interventions abroad and restore the rule of law. We succumb to criminals, and this destroys our society. Like United Auto Workers on Wednesday, they closed the world's largest Ford plant and, without warning, stopped producing profitable pickups, a hit for Ford, which can quickly undermine the profit of the automaker for the entire year. They fight with theft of Khazarian mafia money of hardworking Americans. Over the past 4 years, the profits of auto companies have grown by 65%, while the wages of automobile workers have not kept pace with inflation and have grown by only 6%. GM CEO Mary Barra earned almost $29 million in 2022, which is 362 times higher than GM's average salary. There is a feeling that the system is fundamentally unfair to personnel performing all the hard work, said CBS News' Harry Katz, professor of collective bargaining at Cornell University. Debt slavery system of the Khazarian mafia is collapsing. Large U.S. banks continue to close offices throughout the United States. The Bank of America closed 21 branches in the first week of October. Wells Fargo closed 15, while the U.S. Bank and Chase reported the closure of 9 and 3 branches, respectively. In just a week from October 1st to the 7th, 54 stores were closed, or should have been closed. Pharmaceutical industry is also on the rise. Only 2% of Americans took the new COVID vaccine. Pfizer's share fell to, I don't know why it says it's on the rise. Pfizer's share fell to a 10-year low, and it's possible that the company will soon cease to exist while its managers go to jail for war crimes. Well, I believe that when I see it, Ben. You keep saying all this stuff. You keep dangling the meat right in front of me. When can I take a bite? Okay, and then it says here, FDA, Pfizer, BioNTech, 86% of children suffered an adverse reaction to the Pfizer COVID vaccine in the clinical trial. 86%? That's at fda.gov/media/144413. That's 144413. /download. And there's like, of the 1,127 children who received a first dose of the jab, 86% experienced an adverse reaction. For the second of the 1,097 children who received a second dose of the jab, 78.9%. Most of them experience the adverse reaction. What's going on? Huh? Everything's inverted. Everything's inverted. Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing that most of them experience an adverse reaction? Woohoo! The bigger the number, right? It's good if I get an 87% on my test. So, yeah, okay. From secret documents obtained by the Russian military, it is clear that there is a connection between the Doherty Institute in Australia and Ukrainian biological weapons laboratories. In the new official study in Japan, concludes that all COVID options have been developed in biolaboratories and are deliberately transferred to the public. And that was released. Japan releases evidence that all COVID variants were engineered in biolabs. Currently, Japanese police investigate war crimes by the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, pharmaceutical corporations, and their controllers. The same thing is happening in the United Kingdom. The trials of war criminals can, it says here, now be considered resolved. I didn't see any trial of war criminals. Of course, the Khazarian mafia will not leave quietly and calmly at night. There, or in the night, there are secret armies of hundreds of thousands of men of draft age who are ready to harm the United States and Europe. ISIS has a strong presence in Venezuela, and many Venezuelans crossing the wide open U.S. border are actually ISIS militants. Veteran, we probably won't have time to finish because, you know, I ramble, but maybe we'll finish on Thursday. Well, maybe I can make it through here. Veteran of the British Army reports that mysterious containers delivered by the UN are delivered to hotels for migrants in the UK. Now, fake dad Roman Francis in the rubber mask also calls for chaos, claiming that Israel has the right to defend itself. He does not mention that Israel must defend itself against Satanists and not its Arab neighbors. And now Christians are applying for a retaliatory strike. Archbishop Carlo Vigano condemned the heretical papacy of the false pope and the penetration into the true Catholic Church by the Masons of the deep state, who plan to secede the new church to collaborate with their new world order. They completely oppose all moral teachings and now allow LGBT to marry and protect their pedophiles from prosecution. At the time, as the West fights with its satanic infection, the rest of the world allows it to devour dust, among other things, opening a hydrogen age with almost free energy. India and Saudi Arabia signed the MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, in the field of network communications, clean hydrogen, and corresponding supply chain. China just launched a demonstration ship on hydrogen fuel cells, Sanxia Qinshao 1, hydrogen boat number 13 Gorge, which made its first voyage. Most of the world participates in the Chinese forum One Belt, One Way, or the One Belt and Road, you know. If the West does not eliminate its satanic parasites, then this is only a matter of time before we will all become subordinate to the Chinese bosses. And that is the Fulford Report for the 17th of October, 2020. All right, well, we've got a minute or so to go. Let's see if there's anything that just comes across the radar. We are, again, listener supported. Thanks for everybody that does help us out. We really do appreciate that. See, Scotland's first minister is calling on the world and the UK government to allow refugees to come flooding in from Gaza. Explosions, hospital in Gaza got hit. Okay, new show, people of color, bullying whites and submission. Israel to do something different to invasion. That's supposedly breaking news. They're like, okay, we won't invade. What's that going to be then? Cops say worker burglarized a home for a sex doll. Wow, was it a really good sex doll, I guess? Biden plans to ask U.S. Congress for $100 billion in additional Ukraine and Israeli aid. We got to help the world, don't you see? Yeah, I don't think we do. We got to help ourselves before, you know, I mean, don't we have a problem here at home? Don't we have a problem here at home? I thought we had a problem here at home. Anyway, stay tuned for Deacon John. I'm out of here. Ciao, ciao.
And take, but since I came here, felt the joy and the Some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality.